The late night host celebrated Earth Day, saying everybody was in the spirit. At 7-Eleven, I saw a rat drinking a big gulp with a metal straw. That's from Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyers said, it was Earth Day. Ah, yeah, the place I'm totally from, said Mark Zuckerberg. Gordon, it was the 51st Earth Day, although the Earth was like, let's just tell people I'm 35. Kimmel, humans celebrating Earth Day is like fleas celebrating dog day. Earth Day started back in the 70s with very lofty goals and has kind of turned into, guys, please, just for one day, try not to light the garbage on or near a panda bear, okay? There are so many amazing things from Earth. I mean, we have oceans and mountains and shaving cream and pine cones and the iPhone. We've got monkeys. We've got chocolate-covered raisins, Ryan Gosling. We've got Ryan Reynolds. We've got the Aurora Borealis. Pens are good. Property Brothers, Magic Johnson, tennis rackets, yoga pants, poodles, tacos, yarn, marshmallows, and Mr. T. I mean, that is a diverse portfolio of things that we should be grateful for. Colbert said, Earth Day is like prom in that every year has a theme. This year's theme was Restore Our Earth. Yeah, we have to, or pretty soon the theme's going to be Enchantment Under the Sea. Fallon, a lot of stores celebrated Earth Day. H&M added a section for sustainable items. Lowe's offered a free garden to go kit, and Subway recycled last week's tuna. Fallon, I'm kidding around, but protecting the earth is serious. I mean, can you believe in 1999 we had nearly 50 rainforest cafes and now we're down to almost 20? From The Independent, Jake Paul calls for Pete Davidson to be banned from boxing commentary after comedian ridicules him to his face. Jake Paul also said he believed Davidson was creating drama for more clout. You may recall, during the commentary, Pete Davidson mocked Jake Paul, calling him a piece of S. Davidson commented that Paul and his opponent both suck, but at least somebody's going to get hurt. Jake Paul said, F that guy. He won't ever be part of these ever again. He effed this S up, bro. That S, he said, is like S you can't take back. It's as if everybody's just trying to promote themselves and get attention. It's as if, from TVSeriesFinale.com, it's time to say goodbye to the Moody's. What's the Moody's? This is the Dennis Leary sitcom that apparently exists. I don't think anybody's ever seen this. Now, unlike Bob's Burgers, I believe this actually exists, but nobody has seen it, making it even worse than the idea of Bob's Burgers, which I'm going to get into. I've been reading on Bob's Burgers theories that some people think that Bob's family died and he's imagining he owns a burger place. So that intrigues me. It's too bad there's no such show, or I would check it out. I kind of like that premise. But the Moody's clearly existed, starring Dennis Leary. But TVSeriesFinale.com tells us Fox pulled the plug on the Thursday night comedy series, leaving 3 episodes unaired. So the good news is when you get the season 2 Moody's Blu-ray, you'll have unaired episodes to treat yourself to. What the hell was the Moody's that nobody watched? Well, it was a single camera family sitcom. It starred Dennis Leary, Elizabeth Perkins, Jay Baruchel, and others. Apparently based on an Australian TV show, the series revolved around the Moody family of 5. They're a tight-knit, though slightly dysfunctional group, and each has his or her own quirks, you know, like sitcoms do. Sean Moody Sr., played by Dennis Leary, and his wife Anne, played by Perkins, are the parents of 3 grown children. The youngest and creative one, Dan, overachiever middle child, Bridget, and Sean Jr. Sean Jr. is the eldest sibling and the screw-up. Can't believe nobody watched this. Season 2 started with Sean Sr., played by Dennis Leary, contemplating retirement while Sean Jr. takes over the family HVAC business. In reality, however, Anne has no intention of leaving her new psychology practice, and Sean Jr. continues to brew up schemes to get rich quick. He probably invests in Dogecoin like an idiot. Bridget is in the midst of a divorce. That's not funny. She returns home while her fancy new townhouse is being renovated, and Dan leaves Brooklyn for Chicago to live with his girlfriend, Cora, only to realize the relationship is moving too quickly. This is a lot of information for a 22-minute sitcom, Fox. What are you doing? Here's what you do. Dennis Leary has a wife. She's kind of hot. Elizabeth Perkins, perfect. Dennis is grumpy. He just wants to be left alone and sit in his basement and Google Tig Notaro sex and talk to himself for half an hour a day. Just leave him alone. Why do you do the laundry in the middle of his podcast? Can't you see Dennis Leary going off on a rant? Hey, Elizabeth Perkins, I'm just trying to do a podcast for 30 minutes. Why do you have to run the dryer when I'm recording the podcast? Do you not hear me talking to myself? Do you think I'm just Googling Tig Notaro sex photos? Just make that Fox. People would watch that. Fox has replaced the show with puppet comedy series, Let's Be Real. Dennis Leary, you got canceled for puppets. Topical puppet comedy series, Let's Be Real. What the hell is that? It's written by Robert Smigel. Okay, it's got half a chance. And the new series will cover politics and pop culture in 2021 through topical sketches, celebrity cameos, and remote pieces, and of course, puppets. Now, what's crazy is Fox had released the description for the sixth episode, which is no longer scheduled to air. Here's the lost episode of The Moodies. Sean Jr. may actually find success as an entrepreneur on an all-new The Moodies. Anne discovers a secret that Dan and her mentor Grace have been hiding. How many characters are on this show, Fox? Just lock Dennis Leary in the basement. Have him yell at his wife when she does laundry. That's it. You don't need all this. Sean Moody Sr. attempts to play matchmaker for Bridget. I forgot who Bridget is. I guess that's the daughter. I don't know. Meanwhile, Sean Jr. and Marcus, who's Marcus? Make their very first sale in the all-new episode 206 episode of The Moodies. You're not going to get to see it. Sorry, everybody. In better news, Richard Lewis is coming back to Curb Your Enthusiasm. From Variety, after initially stating that he was taking a break from the show to recover from surgeries, Richard Lewis announced he will star in one episode of the upcoming season. Richard Lewis tweeted a photo on the set of Curb, writing, "Great news for me, although I'm still recovering from three surgeries and missing season 11 of Curb. LD, presumably Larry David, called me and asked if there was any chance, if I felt strong enough to do one episode. I am, and here I am on the set to shoot it. I am grateful. It was maybe the best I've ever been in the 11 seasons. And I know this because I made Larry crack up at least 15 or 20 times in this one scene. When I walked in and they applauded, I felt like $1 million," said Lewis. "Larry doesn't like to hug, and he hugged me and told me how happy he was after we shot our scene." Richard said, "I've devoted my life to comedy and my sobriety the last almost 27 years. I'm overwhelmed with joy right now. I never learned how to keep joy in my head for more than a minute, but I'm breaking all records for my life today." It's Monday, so it's a new matchup for Comedy's Top Dog Late Night Edition. Last week was the Battle of Jimmys. It was Jimmy Kimmel versus Jimmy Fallon. You guys voted, and you picked Jimmy Kimmel. Let's do it again this week. Defending champion, Late Night Edition, Jimmy Kimmel. Let's see what happens if he takes on Stephen Colbert. What you're going to do is you're going to go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. I'll have made some sort of graphic by now that has a picture of Jimmy Kimmel and one of Stephen Colbert. In the comments, you will write something, and even better, you should team me up to do some sort of bit. See, you're starting to catch on, like Lane Spurkus gets what to do here. So it's not just who cares, Kimmel versus Colbert. Tee up some material, and then we all have fun together. Instagram at Daily Comedy News. I checked out that podcast, Behind the Desk. That's the CNN companion series about late night. I am really enjoying it. I'm not sure I'm learning anything, maybe because I like am into this stuff and, you know, I know everything. But it's a really good listen. It's what I call comfort food in my real career, other than sitting in the basement Googling Tig Notaro sex. You know, I work in podcasting and I have a concept I call comfort food. Not everything needs to be, you know, cereal or investigating murders. Sometimes, you know, let's just talk about something fun for 20 minutes, you know, like, say, Daily Comedy News. So this is just taking late night shows out for a drive. The episodes are like 25 minutes and you hear from Jimmy Kimmel and you hear from Dick Cavett. And it's just fun. Behind the Desk, that's called. From the Laugh Button, Melissa Villaseñor hosted the Independent Spirit Awards. She joins one heck of a list. In 2005, they had Sarah Silverman host it. Since then, listen to this lineup. These are the people who have hosted the Independent Spirit Awards over the years. Seth Rogen, John Mulaney, Nick Kroll, Patton Oswalt, Andy Samberg, Aubrey Plaza, Kamel Nanjiani, Kate McKinnon, Steve Coogan, Eddie Izzard, and more. We can add Melissa Villaseñor to the list. In her monologue, she talked about why she loves the inventiveness of independent films, honoring movies that you've only heard are really good, and why a TV category was added to the award show this year. She made a smart joke about Robert Altman's use of overlapping dialogue and how Nomadland changed the way she looks at people who drive around alone and beat up white vans. Also from the Laugh Button, Shout Factory announced that starting next month, they'll be airing both seasons of Don Rickles' sitcom CPO Sharky. Are you familiar with this? CPO Sharky aired on NBC from December 76 to April 78. The series starred Don Rickles in the title role. The premise, Don Rickles is U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Otto Sharkey, an abrasive career Navy man stationed at a San Diego Naval Base in charge of Company 144, a group of seamen recruits. Sharkey initially comes off as callous, sarcastic, and insulting to everyone around him. But underneath his harsh exterior, Sharkey genuinely cared for his men and often went to great measures to help with their problems. Sounds like it would be good. I've seen this. It is not good. But you can find out for yourself because it's going to be on Shout Factory TV starting May 1st. Daughter Mindy Rickles said, I'm so happy that my father's comedy specials along with CPO Sharkey will finally be available to stream. I grew up watching my father's groundbreaking comedy and now his genius will be accessible for new generations of viewers. Mindy, love ya. Really loved your dad's work, but CPO Sharkey, groundbreaking comedy? No. All right, I have to run because you're not hearing all the phone calls and texts I'm getting from my family. I have to register my daughter on the high school website for some sort of sports something. So I gotta go. So quick plugs, you know, buy me a coffee, Daily Comedy News. You know what to do there. Follow the show, Spotify, Apple. I gotta go. Dennis Leary. See, this could be a Dennis Leary episode. Dennis is trying to record his podcast and his family needs one to fill out forms. Bye.